thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the concept of slichot, the traditional Jewish penitential prayer, focusing on the slichot, penitence between man and his fellow man. We have an entire month of slichot coming up and want to learn how can we use it in order to take our life to a better place. Nitza, please. We're approaching the beginning of a new year, the end of the previous one. It's the time of slichot, of self-scrutiny. And it's written that the slichot, penitence between man and his fellow man, is more important than the slichot between man and God. And these are the prayers we'd like to focus on today. So maybe the first question is, it's very hard for a person to ask for forgiveness. Even if he knows he was wrong, maybe he did something wrong, said something wrong, one way or another, it's very hard to ask for forgiveness. Why? First of all, we have to understand from the wisdom of Kabbalah about the structure of reality, the world, human society, how truly interdependent we are. And as a part of this interdependence, we have to keep several conditions, laws, the laws of nature. You can either call it the mitzvot, precepts of the Creator, or the laws of nature, which are one and the same. The slichot, penitence, and the laws of nature are one and the same. I wasn't talking about the slichot. I said that we're interconnected in a system. And this system is called the system of humankind, in which we're all interconnected in a single system called Adam. And we got this system shattered to begin with on purpose in order for us to correct our connections. What's broken is our connection. The kind of connection between us until we correct it is called the ego, the will to receive, the will to use anything and everything only for our own benefit, each one personally. And we can't come out of that. This is our outlook on life. Either in a way that we use life more or less and everything that's before us, and it doesn't matter whether we understand it or not, this is our nature. But aside from our nature, we have what we as human beings have to do with our nature. And what we have to do about our nature is that we have to rise above the rejecting forces, the crude forces which are pushing us to exploit each other in a way which is most beneficial for our own ego. And we have to understand that we have a certain kind of obligation which nature presents us with, that one way or another we're interdependent and we have to live in a certain mutual way, and not that each and every one of us will do as he sees right, because this way we will bring all of mankind, all of human society, to collapse. And we can't live like pirates or criminals. In order for us to exist, then humanity, which is blind in this respect, is trying to reach some kind of an agreement, discussion, so it'll be possible to exist. Because aside from wanting to use everything there is for our own benefit, but we also want for our own benefit to have a family, have children, exist, We're relatively weak creatures. We get ill. We die. We need many things. Our ego that, on the one hand, demands of me to use all of humanity the way I see fit, on the other hand, it presents me with several demands which I have to keep in order to allow that ego, that body of mine, to exist in a good, nice, pleasant way. So we have no choice. We have to come to some kind of a connection between us, and so that this connection will be more and more advanced, for it to give us a better and better life, so that we'll be safer for today and for tomorrow, for the future. And we have to understand that if we'll understand how the systems of nature work, as a result, we'll be able to learn what is the mutual form by which we can influence each other, strengthen each other, connect human society in a good and nice way towards those conditions that will come to us from nature, which will reveal themselves more and more, maybe as a demand towards us, because we see the more human society is developing in its ego, the more forces it has in its hands to use for better or for worse. And accordingly, we also exist in more dangerous situations and can also achieve better states. So, if we're talking about humanity, about human society, about the laws of the mutual comprehensive interdependence, this is something that we have to learn. We don't have a clear understanding of how human society is supposed to be, from what we see in politics, economy, sociology. Humankind is developing for thousands of years, and we still don't know what's going on. And the fact is that today we're experiencing a great crisis, and we don't know how to get out of it. There are a thousand opinions, and it doesn't seem that any one of them can help. And here comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, and explains that yes, we're really in a kind of a matrix, a network, connecting us together. This network, even though that it's broken, it's torn up between us, but it is demanding of us to correct it by our relations. Only that this network, it doesn't correct itself. It only shows us more and more the broken places, the torn ties between us, and we have to correct them. We have to fix them. And here comes the matter of the recognition of evil, that we have the wrong kind of relations between us. It's not the relations of one shall help his fellow friend, fellow man, to work mutually together in order to correct this network we're in. And this is where the matter of the slicha comes from, the penitence between man and his fellow man, where each towards the others feels that he did not give enough of a good example for the people around him, a good enough example of how to keep the good, correct relations between people and in general the people of Israel towards the rest of humanity as a good example, We have to be an example. That's called being light to the nations. And that's the matter of the slicha, the prayer asking for forgiveness, that before we turn to the upper system, the upper force that's controlling this general system, which is called the creator or nature, which are one and the same, first of all, we have to turn to each other and as if ask for forgiveness. It's not about saying it with your mouth as it's written, but we have to understand what does the writing mean. We have to examine how should we have supported each other, helped each other in order to correct our connections, that everything depends only on the connections between people, as it says, love another as yourself, being the great rule of the Torah. Besides that, you don't need anything else. This is a rule which includes all the rest of the corrections that we have to make, called mitzvot, precepts, where all of the corrections are only in order to further strengthen the good connection between us. And therefore, before the new beginning called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year's, we have to perform self-scrutiny. Are we doing it or not? Are we in the right direction or not? Because there's no point in beginning a new year if we start off, so to speak, on the left foot. We have to know what is the reason for which we are the way we are. What is the goal that we have to achieve? And then as a result, we'll come to the understanding of what do we have to do? What do we have to ask forgiveness for? So that I won't simply come up to Mr. Oren and ask for forgiveness. He'll look at me as if I'm crazy, or he doesn't know what I did to him. So I have to know, what did I do to him? What did I cause him? And also maybe, what do I want in return from him? That we have still not corrected the relations between us to the state that nature is demanding of us. And therefore, we're experiencing a general crisis in our relations. And from these broken relations, we have to investigate, what do we have to ask for forgiveness for? And asking for forgiveness, it's not saying it with your mouth, that we'll talk to each other saying it. But each one of us has to say this to himself. To myself? Yeah. To myself, that I'm not asking actually for forgiveness from myself. There's no point in coming up to my friend and asking for forgiveness from him. Why? Because physically wise, suppose we will do it, and what will we get as a result? First of all, I myself have to perform self-scrutiny, and I have to reach a state where I will know what evil, what harm have I caused society, the harm that I did, the damage I did, so that really by treating, relating to society incorrectly, I caused all the problems and troubles in the world, where it truly says so in the Slichot prayer. We have sinned and we have forsaken a long list. Yeah, yeah, that even maybe all the wicked of the world aren't doing it altogether. And here it's about each and every person. And it says, distance yourself from a lie. So it's impossible that I'm saying some kind of a lie here. So probably I don't really know myself and the extent to which I bring all these sins upon everyone. And it comes back to me, and I'm in sin. Therefore, the understanding, the recognition of the system, the recognition of my flawed, evil participation in the system, by which I cause all those sins that happened there. I really have to acknowledge that that's how it is, and only then come to the Slichot prayer. There's no point in opening the Slichot prayer book, reading it for 20 minutes, pa-pa-pa in the morning, and that's it. I really felt how throughout your explanation you changed my point of view. Why? Because I know that when I come to ask for forgiveness of someone, I understand that there was some kind of a dispute, strife, and I ask for forgiveness for some kind of an unacceptable kind of behavior according to social conventions. And here you've shown me a picture where you're telling me, leave the slicha, the asking for forgiveness, alone for just a moment. Look where you're living. You're living in a matrix made out of relationships between people. And then when you described it, I tried to see myself as a part of that network and to understand the amount of people that I'm connected with. You're connected with everyone. Everyone? Yeah. Through four or five people, you're connected to everyone. Like on social networks. Through a friend, you're connected to other friends, and so on. And then I suddenly understand that before the asking of forgiveness, I see that I'm in a system that, to begin with, is arranged in a way that causes me to do incorrect things towards my relationships, or you cause all evil in the world. In short, I need to cause all the evil in the world. Why? Because I'm connected with others. The ties by which you're connected to everyone else, these are ties that you're not to blame for. You're not determining this. You're already a part of the network. And therefore, it is only upon you to know how are you connected to it and what relations do you have to keep here. To begin with, you have bad relations with everyone. To begin with, by nature, by your nature, and it says about it, I have created the evil inclination. And it's not specifically you. The upper force put us in one small room on this planet. And that's it. And he twisted us in a way that these are the kinds of relations that we have between us, each according to his nature, each maybe according to his previous history of where he is from, what, how, and we're all interconnected. So when asking for forgiveness between man and his fellow man, so who am I asking for forgiveness from? Previously, I knew that I'm asking for forgiveness from someone that I hurt. We have to understand, what does asking for forgiveness mean? We don't have to come up to a person and ask for forgiveness. First of all, he won't understand why and what for. If he doesn't know me, sure he won't, but those people who do know me, also the people that do know you, correct what you have to correct, and that's it. What do you have as a result of asking for forgiveness? Suppose Nitsa did something bad to me. Unless she comes and makes things right, why does it mean that she's making things right? Does she have to make things right? How by saying pa-pa-pa-pa-pa she'll make things right? No, I didn't say she has to say pa-pa-pa. Maybe she has to prepare herself for it. Even if she prepares herself, then she'll say ta-ta-ta and that's it? No, probably not, that's it. What does this process have to include so that the asking for forgiveness will be real? The real slicha, asking for forgiveness, it's about correcting the relations. How do you do that? That if to begin with, we're in a state where each sees that he's using the others, and the more the better. Then the asking for forgiveness is that, first of all, I acknowledge my attitude towards everyone, and I determine that from this point on, I have to build new relations. That's called Rosh Hashanah, the new year. From this point on, I have a good, new, corrected attitude towards the entire world. And through them, also towards the upper force. But about this, maybe we'll talk next time. So this is what we have to do. So it's not about saying it with your mouth, even though that it can't harm, but it's not about that. But it's about really changing my nature. I got an evil inclination, and I invert it, I change it to a good inclination. A good and nice attitude towards everyone, up to the point of love another as thyself. That's called repentance. That means that I have really discovered my evil, and I repented. That's called to return the hay to the vav, which means that we raise the malchut to the vav, to the degree of the zeranpin, that a person raises himself to the degree of the Creator. And this is a process that a person does with himself, yes, and afterwards it's expressed towards others too. Everyone will feel that you're doing good to everyone. That's called repentance. Okay, concretely speaking, I did bad things throughout the year. I have to perform self-scrutiny, identify that I'm using her. I don't think you're ready for it, because it's not supposed to be according to your understanding of what doing bad to others is. First of all, you have to understand what good and bad is from the perspective of nature, of godliness, the general force, and not what comes to your corrupted, egoistic mind and feelings to say that you did something bad or you didn't. So there's a certain measurement according to which you have to align yourself, by which I measure my attitude towards others. Therefore, anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. And now that you understand your relations with Nitsa, then you'll say, yeah, I did something to her once, I told her something once, a few months ago, something. I'll buy her some candy, and that's that. And we can start anew. That's incorrect. What is correct, then? What is correct? What is correct is that we have to first of all learn what does the right system mean. What is the right system? The right system is that we're as one man in one heart. Love another as thyself. Where all of us are united mutually. Where no one feels himself but the entire system called Adam. These are very severe conditions, but if we'll know that we have to measure ourselves towards them, then our forgiveness will no longer be, oh, forgive me, this, that, and so on. But it's really going to be asking for forgiveness. What is that? The true asking of forgiveness is that I acknowledge my evil towards a special legality, causality of love, mutual responsibility, and accordingly, I determine the extent to which I have to be corrected, the extent to which I really have to reach a new special state. These aren't the slichot, the prayer asking for forgiveness as written in the book. What's written in the book only has to direct me towards an inner search, searching for my own evil, and with a broken heart, you know, like people pound on their chest, crying, begging, so that I won't do it once a year during that week dedicated for it, but that I'll really do it due to my broken heart, and maybe every day. So this is a process that you're undergoing with yourself. You measure yourself towards love and mutual responsibility, and as if you're looking in the mirror and you discover that you're not that way. You have no love. You're especially thinking about yourself. All this was with yourself. So I have at least reached truth. Okay, this is with myself. Now, what's the expression towards others? So of course this is how you are towards others. But what's the right expression towards others? You didn't. You said not simply pa-pa-pa-pa. If you correct yourself, it's not how it's expressed towards others. If you correct yourself, of course you correct your attitude towards others. What are they supposed to feel, see about me that has changed? Externally wise, maybe nothing. Because we're talking about your desire, your attitude. Of course, your actions will also be beneficial. You won't be able to do something bad to them. It's like towards your children. That's called that what you say is what you mean. So I won't be able to, you know, say nice words to someone but do bad things to them, like we sometimes see on those asking for forgiveness. I have to understand this. I did everything that you said, suppose, and maybe I even succeeded a bit. I became a bit more corrected as a person. The other person, Nitsa, suppose, what will she feel that changed about me? How that bad attitude which she felt from me throughout the entire year, how does this change in accordance with the process that I'm undergoing? We'll have to talk about this next time. Our time's up. Half a minute. What's the most important thing to take from this show? To acknowledge our own evil. First of all, recognition of evil. Thank you very much. Till next time, all the best.